Once we see how the story is going here in Acts 27 and see who the characters represent, we find that there are a lot of good prophetic things as well as lessons that we can see happening in this time. And it says in verse 2, "And entering into a ship of Andromitium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia, one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us." Okay, here is still the setup. So they enter a ship of Andromitium. Okay, now that means that the ship is, they're based there. They fly the Andromitium flag, I suppose. I looked this word up, and it really could mean either of two things. It either means not in the race, or it means I shall abide in death. I shall abide in death, not in the race. Now this is kind of interesting because this ship represents those who are abiding in death. And they've taken Paul prisoner, if you will. And remember that all this is still happening under the time period or the time frame, basically, which we call Passover, the time of death. So there's kind of double meaning here. One, the world, led by Julius, as in Julius Caesar and the Augustan band and all this kind of stuff, they've taken Paul. Now, they're treating him well. Okay, the church never treats him very well, but the world generally treats the overcomers pretty well. The world doesn't seem to have a whole lot of feelings of competition like the church does, okay? And you find the same in the Old Testament. Who is it? Where did David find refuge? Among the Philistines. Here is Saul trying to kill him, and the Philistines save him. I mean, this is nuts. It seems like nothing happens that's normal when you're dealing with biblical prophecy. Everything that you would think would happen doesn't. This is no further question, and you can look in the previous chapters and you can see how the people, when Paul went to the temple, they would have killed him there. They were ready to kill him. In fact, they were beaten up on him when the soldiers came and grabbed him and said, "Hey, get over here with us," and they beat the church off, if you will, the people in the temple, all these religious people. They got them away from him so they wouldn't be beaten up on Paul anymore. Well, you know, I suppose I could say an awful lot about that too, and we'd never get on with the story here. Because it seems like so often, you know, you go to church to get beat up. You don't really feel like you've accomplished anything unless you leave black and blue. I really beg to differ with this. I don't think that that's really the purpose of going to church or to a meeting. It's not really what God intended. Well, we'll better leave that for another time. Anyway, this is a ship called I Shall Abide in Death. I can't imagine anybody even having a name of a town by this. But anyway, they're not in the race. In other words, you know, Paul says that I have finished my course, you know, I've fought a good fight, you know, and Paul talks about running the race. Well, these guys aren't even in the race, okay? This is part of the world system. This is Rome. This is the world system. But along with Paul, he has one friend along that's mentioned here, and his name is Aristarchus. He's a Macedonian, but Aristarchus means best ruler. Now, I find that interesting because, again, he's identified with Paul. The overcomers are those who rule. So now you've got the Romans who rule the world, but you've got Aristarchus here, who is the real ruler going on within this ship, and he's associated with Paul. By the two of them, they really represent the whole story here of the overcomers. And if you'll check out Acts 19:29 and Acts 20, verse 4, Aristarchus is mentioned there as well. Verse 3 then says, "And the next day we touched at Sidon." I guess they came up from the coast of Caesarea, I believe it was. "And they went up to Sidon, up in Lebanon. And Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself." So he wasn't that much of a prisoner. In fact, if you look at the last verse of chapter 26, Agrippa told Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar, because they discovered that in questioning them, in their investigation, that Paul was not guilty at all, but this was simply a matter of doctrinal disagreements. So they had it in for him, and they wanted to dispatch him and kill him for doctrinal differences. And, of course, the Romans said, now that's nuts. We don't care what your doctrines are. Paul was able to go and visit with his friends on the way to Rome. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. Now, if you have a biblical map someplace, you can see that they went just to the north of Cyprus, between the coast of Asia Minor and Cyprus. They would have gone the other way, except the wind was apparently contrary to them. They had to go up that way. They came to Myra, a city of Lycia.